Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
All right, let's welcome Justin to Ghosted.
Hey, hi. Justin.
Yeah, what up, Virgin Radio? How are y'all?
We're good, man. How are you?
Oh, well, you know, man, just being me.
Yeah.
I hope so.
It's all you can be, right?
So, Justin, you're on Ghosted. Tell us why you're here. Tell us about Chloe. What's the deal?
Yeah, man, that's my honey, Chloe, man. She won't text me back, you know, and I saw on your last Ghosted, y'all hooked up a couple whose mom was involved. Something like that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you could do that, man, you could do anything, man. So hook me up, bruh.
Okay.
I mean, okay. Bruh?
All right. So you guys have been dating for a while. Was there anything that precipitated? Like, was there a fight or anything that caused this?
Nah. We met a few weeks ago, and, man, I've been showing her first class the whole way. She's already glamorous, and I only wanted to add to that. You feel me?
Okay.
I don't know.
I think so. I think I got you. All right. So then I guess the thing to do would be like, so you have no idea. There's no clues. Nothing.
Nah.
All right. So. All right. So what we're going to do then is we're going to call Chloe next with you listening on the phone. Are you ready to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
We'll play a song and we'll get back to this.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
All right, so if you're just picking this up, Justin was ghosted by Chloe, and Justin, you have no idea why.
Nah, man. She kind of just disappeared, bro. So if you can hook me up, man, hook it up.
All right.
Hook it up, Adam.
And Justin has no idea why. Now, Justin, when we make this call, sometimes, obviously, the answers can be a bit harsh because you're going to be listening in silently on the other end here. So you sure you're ready for the ego hit that this can be?
I'm ready, bro.
Okay.
Let's get it done. I'm ready.
He's ready.
Is this Dog the Bounty Hunter? Where's Brock coming from?
Let's make the call.
Hello?
Hi, is this Chloe?
Yep.
Hi, Chloe. Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Hi.
Oh, good morning. What's going on?
Not too much. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good. All right. That's a good start. Listen, I'll be straight with you. We are calling to be nosy.
Okay.
We're calling about somebody that you ghosted.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
You're his honey.
Bruh.
Oh, Justin? Are you talking about Justin?
Yes, we're talking about Justin.
No, I think you mean Jack.
No, we're calling about Justin.
Okay. I mean, you may as well call him Jack. He's totally obsessed with Jack Harlow.
Okay. So what happened here?
All right, so here's what happened. We met and we actually bonded over Jack Harlow. You know the rapper?
Yeah.
We heard of him.
I really like his look, his style. And when we met over Tinder, that was like the main thing we kept talking about. So once we finally met, I was like, oh, okay, God, it looks like him. So that helped. But here's the thing. As soon as Jack Harlow's new album came out, it's been nonstop talk about this guy. Like, Jack all the time. Jack. He's dressing like him. He found a perm kit for his hair in the bathroom to make his hair curly like Jack.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And just recently, he asked me if I wanted to go to the Kentucky Derby next year. Like,
oh, yeah. He was
all the places.
Yeah, celebrate his new album. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, what? The Kentucky, really? As the main destination? Come on now.
It's an odd choice.
It's an odd choice for sure. And then not to mention that Justin's turning 35 years in 2 months. Come on,
35.
He's 35 years old.
He's a 35-year-old fan.
So that'd be like me doing that.
Well, I mean, are you trying to be?
I'm 34, so technically he's older.
Adam is a lot like Jack Harlow. I get it.
Yeah, that's a lot of people get us mixed up.
I feel you, though. That's too far. That's too far.
Yeah, wait. Hold on. Chloe, girl. You said you love my curls.
Oh, no.
Sorry,
you
Chloe.
You said you love my curls. And leave the Kentucky Derby out of this. There's mad history there, yo.
Mad history. Oh, it's crazy.
And AJ ain't nothing but a number, girl.
Pardon me? What did you just say?
It's about himself. Wow. It's about himself.
Oh, okay.
Justin, I mean, I liked your curls before I knew you were perming them. Also, you nicknaming me Dua doesn't help. I look nothing like Dua Lipa.
Justin.
Wow, so you really mad I gave you a nickname and I'm... So you really mad I gave you a nickname and I'm out here getting cuter?
Justin, that's enough.
Okay, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
No, that's
cringe.
No. Let him keep talking.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
All right, so I'm assuming, because this is what we normally do, Chloe, is we do ghosted and we hope that we can reconnect people after like a simple misunderstanding. You know, things are fragile when you start dating somebody. It happens all the time. So I'm assuming that this is I don't want to assume anything. What's your answer? Would you like to go back out with not Jack Harlow?
I'm sorry. It's a no for me.
Okay.
Hater.
Justin, are you a fan of Jack Harlow?
She's hating, man. She's a hater. Yeah. But Jack's all right. You know, he's all right.
Okay. I gotta go.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, she'll be back.
Yeah, it sounds like it for sure.